I love my Sleep Number bed. I think sleep's very important to all of us. Sometimes we don't pay it enough attention, but if you sleep better, your life is just better. Like, sleep is the first step in a healthier life. And for me, I wake up at 3 a.m, so I may have different uses for my bed than you do. But it's a time of year where you may be tempted to go get a bed and use the same old mattress store and look for the same old bed. I would say don't do that. I would say that let me tell you about Sleep Number. It lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. There's a Sleep Number. So if you're a couple, boom. Me, I have a Sleep Number just for me. You know, I'm a 30. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside tracks your sleep, gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleeping can affect your life. My setting's 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses, $599.99. 500 Sleep Number stores around the nation. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I love Fridays. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, Studio.
Morning.
This morning, they messed up my Starbucks order.
What?
I know. And my store opens really early. First of all, they don't like me. I can tell. I'm the first one in. Like, I'm ready when it opens. And then, boop, lights come on. Mm-hmm. When the lights come on, Bobby's ready. Here, there. And so I'm there. And they're like, welcome to Starbucks. And I'm like,
they haven't had their Starbucks yet.
They haven't had theirs yet. And so I'm like, yeah, I'd like to get a dirty legged Kai mocha.
That's probably why they don't like you. They don't understand what you're ordering.
And I'd like two shots and I like almond milk. And then they're like, okay.
And you say medium instead of
I do,
grande.
I say medium. And then they're like, come on up. And then I pull up and they messed up my order. And all they did was give me two shots of espresso in a tiny glass.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, oh, that's not right. And they were like, what do you want? I said, dirty legged Kai mocha.
A dirty chai latte.
Whatever. And so I sat there forever. And then I came in. I'm so excited about today because we get to world premiere a Zac Brown song. This is called My Old Man. You guys want new Zac Brown?
Yes.
You want one that's going to touch your heart?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Like, are we going to cry?
You might. It's a good one.
Okay.
New Zac Brown, now world premiere. My Old Man on the Bobby Bones Show.
My Old Man. Feel the callus on his hands and dusty overall. My old man. Now I finally understand. I have a lot to learn from my old man.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Here's a good one for a Friday. Chicago police officer Pete White was called to write a homeless man a ticket who was blocking traffic at a busy intersection. Instead of writing him the ticket, he didn't have a winter coat, so he gave him his coat that he had in the back of the car, and then he took him to get some food and just got him out of the way of traffic.
I love that.
Right?
I mean, if you're ticketing a home, I mean, is right. that a fine? Are the homeless person going to be able to pay it?
Is he going
to
show up? Right.
Like, let's just do something to help the situation.
Yep. So, Chicago police officer Pete White, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray, the Mexican drug lord El Chapo, scheduled to appear in person in a federal court in New York. They were going to video him in, but now the judge wants to see him in person. In weather news, most of the country is going to see temps in the 40s and 50s over the weekend. Northwest and Great Lakes, watch out. Lots of rain and snow. For everybody else, should be pretty nice out. And finally, it's Super Bowl Sunday, 2 days away. Patriots and Falcons, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie's our video producer, and looking a little lighter, a little tighter over there. How much weight you lost?
15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just weighed myself this weekend. I didn't realize I'd lost that much weight.
That's cool.
You don't weigh yourself every day?
No.
Like, mm-mm. That means it's been almost a week since you weighed yourself.
Because this diet was not about weight, so I didn't care, but I saw a scale in the bathroom. I was like, let me just step on that, check it out. I was like, whoa, 15 pounds!
So you haven't felt that in your pants or your clothes or anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the pants I'm wearing today, like, really used to fit really tight. They were skinny jeans. Now they're kind of loose.
Yeah?
Look, mm-hmm. My hips got smaller.
Yeah?
Really weird.
Remember how your hip bones used to get bigger, you thought?
Yeah.
Eddie went on this whole rant once about how his hip bones were getting bigger. He wasn't
they're
putting
expanding.
On weight, but his hip bones were getting bigger.
Yeah, and now they're getting smaller. It's really weird.
You have some kind of calcium problem, dude, where your bones are going. You lost, you can tell.
Andy, really?
But are you going to keep it off? Because a diet is tough because they don't last.
Correct.
What's the diet, by the way, you're on?
It's called autoimmune protocol diet.
That sounds way too crazy.
It's terrible. Meat, vegetables, and fruit. That's it. No nuts, no eggs, no nothing.
So you can't keep this up.
No, I'm not going to keep it up.
Wait.
No, I'm not
what
going
if you're
to.
Auto, you're doing it. What if you're autoimmune?
I'm doing it to clean out my system. And once it's clean, let's get it dirty again.
Okay, wait. So your hip bones are going to grow back?
Yeah, for sure.
And
grow
you're okay
back.
With that?
I mean, I'm not going to let it grow back the way it was, but
how
if
much
it fluctuates.
Weight, how much weight will you put back on happily?
Like without knowing or caring?
Yeah.
10.
Wow.
It's okay. Crazy that he's just
why not
so
use
chill
this as like
it.
A motivational yeah. Like I lost 15 what I could probably lose 25 and then put a, like 5 back on.
Yeah, I'll tell you why because my wife says I look good little chubs.
What does she say about you now though?
She
what
says she don't like it.
Lunchbox, what do you think about
I don't
this?
Know about
she's
that.
Doing that to be nice because she knows you're just going to get lazy and let it go again. So she's like, I got to cushion him for when he blows up.
Or does she not want her man too hot because she's worried about other women?
No way. You think?
If you start looking too good, then people start to go.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, you're looking as good as you've ever looked.
Thanks,
and
Bones.
Like, 15 pounds. I mean, really.
That's a lot, dude.
All seriousness, that's a lot. That's really cool.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, but he's like so chill about it. He's like probably going to put 10 back on. What is it like to
real.
Live
let's
like
be
that?
Real
that's
about
awesome.
It.
I hate it.
You hate him talking that way?
I hate him living like that.
I know. Yeah, I'm like...
Doctors do it all the time for
I mean,
roles.
No, I'm not talking about losing anyway. I'm talking about being so chill about everything.
Oh,
everything.
Oh, I got you.
Like, we had the whole conversation. It's like, Eddie is, like, he's just chill about everything. He's the most laid-back person on the show.
Like, I can't imagine being like, yeah, I just put on 10 pounds that I just lost. I just put it back on. I'm cool.
Oh, good.
Life is good.
Oh, good. Anyway, like, seriously, great job.
Thanks,
keep it
man.
Up.
Thank
you look
you.
Good. Like, all the girls in the office are talking.
No.
Yeah, they
who?
Are.
Who?
They are. Well, we think they are.
Okay.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Time for the positivity. Man, got a nice slice of Friday positivity now.
Tell me something good.
So during a late night emergency call, this firefighter, Mark Haddon, realized the woman who called for help would not get to the hospital in time to have her baby. So he delivered it.
Wow.
She then put the baby up for adoption, and he adopted it.
What?
Him and his wife adopted the baby that he delivered.
That's so crazy.
Right?
I love everything about that.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
You're up.
Wow. Okay, mine is also about a firefighter, but he didn't deliver a baby. He saved a cat from a burning building who was completely asphyxiated, like no oxygen, couldn't do anything. So they did that thing where they put the little oxygen mask on a little cute animal, such as this cat. Saved its life, took it to the vet. They were able to bring the cat basically back to life. It's making a full recovery.
Lunchbox.
There was this woman, she was up to 260 pounds, way overweight, just sitting on the couch eating potato chips all the time. And she found out her husband was cheating on her.
Oh.
She broke up with her husband, thought her life was over. Then she started walking around the block. She's down 130 pounds, and she said she's never been happier.
Wow. So she lost about 300 pounds. The 130 that she lost in the probably the husband. Yeah.
Oh.
Good for her.
I get it.
300 plus, probably. Yeah, good for her.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
About 70% in the United States think that you should have to change your last name if you marry the man.
That seems high. 70%.
First of all, it shouldn't be part of the law.
Right. We need to regulate other things. Who cares?
Lunchbox.
It's very important.
What?
I'd vote for it. I'd vote for that law. The woman should take the man's last name. He is nice enough to ask you to marry him. You should be required to take his name.
You think it should be law?
Yeah. Like, because all these people want to be like, independent. No, I'm not going to take his last name.
I don't think it's all these people. Actually, I think it's uncommon that women keep their maiden name.
Or if they even want to hyphenate it, jail time.
No, I...
Oh, wow.
What? Stop.
Wow.
It's illegal to do it.
Okay.
That's what we're saying here.
I wanted to take my husband's last name. I wouldn't have it any other way, but I don't want that to be the law. I don't think it needs to be a law.
70% of people think it should be a... Wait, first of all, who thinks it should be a law? Eddie, you think
no,
it should be a law?
No,
law. Okay,
silly.
Now who thinks that just she should take the last name all the time?
Yes.
Me.
Okay, but
yeah,
not
yeah,
a
yeah.
law.
Not
yeah.
a law.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, we don't have enough room in the jails.
Well, that's not my reason for saying like why it shouldn't be a law, but I mean, I just don't think that's something you force people to do. But for me, I like it.
I've said many times that I wouldn't care either way. She wanted to take my last name, great. Not. So, just hypothetically speaking, mm-hmm. sort of hypothetically, my girlfriend's last name now is ELL. Mm-hmm. And my real last name, the last three letters are ELL. Did you guys put this together?
Oh, no. That's great.
Interesting.
I don't get
That's
it.
Easy.
So basically, she would just add three letters to the beginning of her last name?
Yeah, you're halfway there.
Or if she hyphenates, she's... Uh-huh.
And, but yeah, just, what if it's just like EST hyphen ELL?
That'd be funny.
It's hyphened and it's the same. My real last name.
Funny and you won't go to jail.
No, I'm not going to jail anyway. Stop it with that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sydney, Massachusetts. A man was in a car wreck and they made him go to the hospital via ambulance to get checked out. Well, he didn't feel like he needed to be there. He got out of the hospital, stole the ambulance.
No.
He was mad, so he went out and took the ambulance and he wrecked it. And he was arrested.
There are too many ambulance crimes happening around America. It's because people leaving these things running. And so they're just vulnerable.
Yeah.
Well, they have to leave them running because they got to make a quick getaway or...
They're in a hurry, yeah.
Yeah, they're in a rush.
Not a getaway.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
Do you have cool teachers? Let me rephrase that. Teachers that hung around students a little too much.
Yes, I had two. One that if you were good enough, you got to go to a slumber party at her house. And another one that would take you out to eat.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were both female. And it was awesome, and I never was good enough. But some of my friends were.
What does that mean, good enough?
Well, if you got enough stars or you did X, Y, and Z, then you earned points or something.
Eighth grade teacher, he had slumber parties.
He?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, no.
We had a teacher at my school get in trouble for hanging. Yeah, they were just a little too cool.
Was yours male or female?
Male.
Oh, see, mine were female.
I had one in high school, a female, when we graduated high school, she got us drinks and everything. She was cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was awesome.
There's a female teacher, too, that was supposedly hanging out with a couple high school males. You know, you always have the younger, cool teachers to hang out with the kids. It happens a lot.
Okay.
Right? And this isn't that so much, but I read this story here. And it's a substitute teacher, too.
Oh,
and that's always another branch of trouble because they don't really know the rules. A substitute teacher in Oklahoma did a cartwheel in front of her high school choir class last week.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
It's a cartwheel.
Can you do a cartwheel?
Was she wearing pants or a skirt?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Bobby.
She was wearing a dress with no underwear.
No! Stop! What's wrong with people? Oh. Did she forget? Or is she just not smart?
34-year-old.
Or was she trying to...
She decided to do a cartwheel in front of the class. And a girl complained. And the school brought the cops. And she goes, no, I didn't do a cartwheel. Well, a kid had Snapchat up.
Oh,
well,
no.
Duh, yeah.
Snapchatted it, and the cops saw it, and then she was arrested for indecent exposure.
Well, yeah.
Dang.
That's just not smart.
I know, that's a cool teacher.
No.
But that's what happens when you turn to be a cool teacher. You don't do a car... First of all, I don't... She was in her 30s. I'm in my 30s. I don't do cartwheels, right?
I do sometimes.
Well, good for you.
Secondly, my back's not hurting.
Would you do them in a skirt?
No.
Okay, would you do them in a skirt with no underwear on?
Absolutely okay. Not.
And would you do it in a skirt with no underwear on with kids around?
No.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Our producer, Morgan, got into a fender bender. Is it a parking lot?
It was a parking garage.
Oh, and was it your fault?
Oh, for sure. I backed into the car. And it was parked, so I was like, oh, no one's in it. Cool.
Wait, you didn't drive off, did you?
No, they laid on their horn. They were in the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Someone was in the car when you hit them in the parking garage?
Yes, it was so awkward. And the lady just immediately, started yelling at me.
Oh. Hold on. Whoa. You're backing up. Do you not look in your rear view?
I was using my, backup camera and just, sometimes it's not. Things are closer than you think they are. So.
I've found those cameras. Actually tell you when you're getting close and beep and stuff.
Yeah. Mine doesn't beep.
It doesn't?
Which will be helpful.
When I was driving the big rig, they used to beep. Beep, beep, beep. So you hit her, but did you hear a horn first and you kept going?
No. She honked afterwards. I got out. There was absolutely no damage, which, thank you, Jesus, that's awesome. But she was
Do you think Jesus kept her from being damaged? That's my question when you say that.
It's a greater... I was in a rush that day. I didn't really have time to get out and talk to this woman, so... Mm. Maybe there was a higher power involved and no damage. But
and all the problems of the world, at that time, Jesus went, no damage.
I mean, he has a hand in everything. So
hey, it's good to praise the small stuff and the big stuff. He's just saying, thank you, Jesus.
Anyway, I was like, here, do you want to get out of your car and look and check that there's no damage? He was like, no, I'm sure it's fine. Just watch where you're going. And I was like, okay, well, have a great day.
Why do you feel like the victim here? Because
yeah, I don't.
You did everything wrong, yet.
No, I don't feel like the victim. I just found it weird. She didn't want to get out of her car. She didn't want to trade any information. I asked her, and I was like, well, okay, I'm going to go now. But I felt bad about it, like I was going to get in trouble later.
Yeah. Nothing, though.
Nothing.
Probably
so
running from the law, probably. You probably should have turned her in.
Possibly.
She didn't want your insurance. You're in the clear.
But I was like, what if she got my license plate and later like came back and said that, you know.
Once, let me tell you a story. I rear-ended someone, and I was going probably 10 miles an hour because there was an accident. And they slammed on their brakes, and I didn't catch it in time and popped them. And there was no damage, again. And I wait, and they get out holding their neck.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, give me a break.
Yeah.
Like, I barely hit them. And I was in Little Rock. And they get out, like, holding the side of their neck. And then by the time the conversation was done, they were holding it with both hands. Mm. Their neck. And I was like, oh, I'm about to get sued. And I got sued. And they lost because they took pictures of my car immediately. And they were like, there's no way this amount of damage would hurt this person. I bet you get sued.
Wish that on me. I hope not.
I didn't wish it on you.
Well, you're voicing it out loud, which is kind of something.
Man, you think all things are affecting you, like voicing things out loud. Yes, Lunchbox.
My roommate in college, he got in a little fender bender like you, and the guy tried to say neck pain, and my roommate called him at work one day and was like, you want some neck pain? I'll come give you neck pain. And we were like, John, what are you doing? He goes, that's probably a bad idea.
Yes.
And let's
really
just say there
idea.
May have been drinking involved.
You
and
want neck pain? I'll give you neck pain.
That's so bad.
Oh, no.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Chris Jansen is here. A few things have happened since we've spoken last, and we do speak quite a bit.
We speak a lot.
You're on the Sam tour.
Yeah, man. How cool. I love Sam, and I was so thrilled that he asked me to be on it, and I thought it was killer because we come from two different backgrounds, and we just met one time kind of random out with Luke on tour, and then it happened.
So you and Sam Hunt talk about what?
We talk about deer hunting, and we talk about sports as far as I can talk about them, which is about half a foot. And but he knows a lot about it, so it's pretty interesting to sit and talk to him because he's pretty legit. But he talks sports. I talk hunting. We bonded over barbecue. I was cooking. We were on tour with Luke Bryan on the farm tour. We were in Adel, Georgia, which is where my wife is from. It was really cool. We're in a farm field. I was cooking. I had the grill going. And he walked up. He's like, hey, man, are you cooking deer meat? And I said, yeah.
Is that a Sam Hunt impression?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty country.
Just making sure.
He's
yeah.
pretty country. He really is. I mean, he's from Georgia. I mean, yeah. he has a southern slang. And I said, yeah, I sure am. He's like, cool. And I said, well, sit down. He sat down. And we all just kind of hung out, you know? That was when he still had the big burly beard, so I didn't quite recognize him when he came walking by. And, man, he's like the coolest dude there is.
Yeah, he's a really relaxed, laid-back guy.
I love it. I mean, it fits right in with me because, I mean, I'm walking around in sweatpants after the show and just chilling out in flip-flops and doing the deal. And I really like him.
Chris Jansen is here. And right now, holding her at the highest it's ever been. Still climbing?
Yes, sir. Thank you, by the way. And, man, just what a great honor and blessing it is. You know, years ago, I remember talking about the song before it was out. And I remember telling people if any song could ever be my single, that would be the one that I would want to pick. And when I got the opportunity to pick it, everybody at Warner Brothers was so cool because they were all on board with it. And everybody in the radio community, too. And man, it feels good to have that kind of support on a song. And then when you come with it and you watch it grow, and it grows really naturally, and it grows the way that it should, I think. It really connects with people on special certain levels of all levels, all shapes and forms. And it's really neat to see the life that's come out of that song. And it's the highest it's ever been, and it's rocking, and it seems like the steamroller's finally steaming pretty strong.
Because when I'm holding her, it's like peace on earth.
All right. In my hand's a bag of marshmallows.
Those are good.
Right? Oh, I'm glad you think so.
I know so.
Perfect. So
he knows so.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna do "Buy Me a Boat" karaoke with marshmallows in our mouths.
Oh,
great!
Now we will be judged. Okay. So
great.
So, you know, you'll hear this. You don't have to play it. All you got to do is sing on the marshmallows.
I love it. Yeah, no problem.
You'll go first, my friend. The judges are Amy, Eddie, and Lunchbox. Listen closely. How many marshmallows? Five?
Five.
Yeah. Whoa, and those are the big ones,
these
too.
These are the big ones. Chris Jansen's up first. Put them in there. Okay, one.
Oh, my God.
Don't eat it. Just two. Three. Four.
Whoa.
And one more.
Are you sure five?
Come on, five.
Can you do five or no? You can't. Okay, four marshmallows it is. All right. And now time for Buy Me a Boat. Karaoke. Don't swallow.
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's laughing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Jansen. Here we go.
Okay.
I think you missed it. We got to go back around. It's your own song, Chris. Oh, he didn't have his headphones on.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why. All right, you ready? Here we go. Here we go.
Well, I ain't rich, but it's empty what it be.
That's for me.
Hold on, he's trying to get it here.
But you can buy me a boat. I can't.
Maybe we need three.
It's a chop up. Hang on, do it again.
All right, okay. Trying it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Jansen, for the third time, I'm going to back out.
Well, I ain't rich, and I damn sure want to be. I'm working like a dog, I'm working with me.
Yep.
Wish I had a rich uncle that would fit the bucket, and I was shitting on piles like one.
You gotta hit the hook.
You gotta hit the hook. It can burn in the
boat. All right, Chris Jansen, there he is. He's spitting them out. Let's go to the judges.
I hate marshmallows.
Amy.
That is funny, man.
So I don't get to compare it to you?
No. Oh, we're just doing straight ahead winner?
Yeah.
No, yes. Yeah.
All right, how many do I do?
Four.
Four.
Stop. No, five.
You can only handle
no
four. That one? Is hard.
Well, Bob and I have a bigger mouth.
So this? Oh, my God.
I know. Tell me.
Oh, it's so
disgusting. A lot. All right.
When they start to get foamy in your mouth, that's weird.
Bobby,
all on one side like
Line this, but damn so lumpin'. What's up, lumpin'? Doesn't matter. I'm gonna have this, I'm gonna put it in the bag. I'm gonna put it in the bag, I'm gonna it. I ain't gonna do this. This is the way I want.
I spit all over myself. I choked on it.
Marshmallows everywhere. Get him a hand wipe. Bobby needs a hand wipe.
Dude, I'm disgusting.
Just have another marshmallow.
No, I need to wipe off.
No.
Man, that is funny. Who thought of that?
Who knows?
That's good.
Clearly, it wasn't really tested out, though.
Yeah, we all didn't know.
Somebody was like, let's
do seven marshmallows.
I don't know how you could put five of those in your mouth. I mean, that's crazy.
I won, right?
Yeah.
You didn't even make the chorus.
Yeah, but I nailed it.
I feel like it's a tie. Can it just be a marshmallow tie?
That's fine. It was pretty right on tie.
You win. Hey, Chris Jansen, the winner. Woo! Nice work. Nice work, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh. I need some paper towels. I'm disgusting.
That was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I challenge anyone out there to try to put four to five marshmallows in your mouth and try to sing.
Add
it's hard.
To your resume.
And put that on your list.
Well, they get mushy and then they expand. You notice that?
I did notice that, yes, as I spit all over myself.
Like there
yes.
was like foam coming out of y'all's mouth.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Chris Jansen here. Download the song. Play the song. Love the song.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thomas Rhett, star of the show. Fun fact about that song. First song he ever wrote for his wife. Wrote it with his dad years ago when they were making the new record. They were like, let's go back and look at some old stuff. And that song, bam, there it is, and exists again.
It's awesome.
Another fun fact. I love fun facts.
Okay.
Another fun fact.
Hit me.
Lady Antebellum's new song.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with it?
Yeah.
You Look Good?
Yeah.
Thomas Rhett, that was going to be his song first. He picked it up first, and then so it was like, oh, okay, I'm not going to take it anymore. Then Lady Antebellum took it.
Ah, I didn't know that. Fun fact. This is so fun.
because You Look Good, that's a good song too. I was so happy Lady Antebellum came with it, because I mean, this is a jam right here. Like, don't even play with me. Like, sometimes people play and they're like, this is a jam now. Can't play at all. Come on.
On a boat, on a beach, in the water, in the sand, in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Breaking hearts, breaking necks, when we rolling down the street, hips turning all day when they see you with me.
So good.
Oh, baby, you look good.
Like, we're in a good place musically in country music. Mm-hmm. Like, you have songs like that that are a little left of center with the horns, but it's Lady A. That Zac Brown song, that'd make you cry.
My old man, feel the callus on his hand. Dusty overall, my old man. Now I finally understand. I have a lot to learn from my old man.
I mean, that's just a song with words that just make sense in your heart.
I got goosebumps.
It's just like, we're lucky to be the format that makes music like that. Chainsmokers ain't making that. They try. The Chainsmokers featuring. No, that ain't happening. And we got like John Party coming through.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
Come on.
But I'm taking you uptown.
Nothing's better than this. We have the best format of music.
They gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cover up. Burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots. The dust right off them tonight.
Man. I was listening this morning when I woke up, because I wake up before the show comes on, so it'll be 3:30, 3:15. Most time it's 3:06. Okay, so I have my time. I slept in this morning to 3:28.
Oh wow!
Because I have all my alarms 1 minute off, and it just depends how frisky I am. I'm very.
You are sort of frisky today.
Oh yeah. I'm in a frisky mood, and so I woke up and I played Chris Stapleton, all of it. And I woke up to Whiskey and Me, or Whiskey and You. That was the difference between Whiskey and You.
That's the difference.
Oh, I love it when he
that
talks
wakes
that up.
You up.
I get up easy. It's like the sun slowly rising.
Oh, okay.
I don't wake up to Parachute.
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na. I wake up to this.
That's the difference between Whiskey and You.
And I'm like,
one's the devil.
Oh, this is it right here.
One keeps driving me insane. At times I wonder, oh, if they ain't both the same. One's a liar that helps to hide me from my pain. And one's a long gone bitter truth.
Do it again.
That's the difference between Whiskey and You.
It's so good, right?
Oh, that's different.
I mean, it's amazing, but yeah. I can't wake up to that.
What?
Like, I'm slowly, I mean, I love it, but I can't, like, get up for my day and be like, okay, let's get this Friday started.
I don't wake up to aerobics. I wake up slowly and like, all right, let's get the day going. I'm gonna find the last five songs I played inside my music and play them for you.
Okay.
Just, for some reason, people like that. I don't know why.
Well, I do. I oftentimes take notes or just download them as you're saying them.
I think a lot of our radio promotions are pretty cool. Sometimes, though, I think we do them and I'm like, ooh, do we think that through? I'll give you an example.
Okay.
And nobody even complained about this one, and it was weird.
Yeah, I know what
you're
saying.
The Mary Keithmas?
Yeah.
And it's way beyond that now. And I think our program director now, our ratings are fantastic. That's like Donald Trump.
Oh,
ratings,
really?
Never been better. Never been better. Yeah, I even sent a note off this morning because I was like, the local stuff on the station sounding great. But like Mary Keith Miss, I was like, are people going to get mad we're substituting Keith Urban's name for Jesus Christ?
Right.
And nobody got mad. People get mad at us for the weirdest things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were doing Mary Keith Miss, and no, it wasn't my idea.
And everyone was like, Mary.
Ivan spoke out against it, for the record.
I can vouch for
you. I was like, guys, I don't know that replacing Keith Urban for Jesus Christ is the way to go. But nobody took offense to it, and I'm glad they didn't, because I don't take offense to things. But I was like, I don't know, maybe. It worked out wonderfully, and Keith Miss was a wonderful idea for the station. I was wrong.
Right.
Sometimes we do
promotion. Can't win them all.
You can't win them all. But, it was a great promotion, because it was like the 10 days of Keith Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, that's a close one. Like,
Keith Miss, really?
Yeah. Okay,
people
get
mad if you use like the X when you're writing.
Yes. An X actually means Christ. It's a symbol for Christ. It's not a substitution, because you don't want to say Christ.
Right, when you get to the nitty-gritty.
By the way, this wasn't even recorded at Christmas. We're just on a tangent right now. Okay. We're literally February 3rd right now.
So what else?
There's this thing that I'm talking about, right?
Okay.
It says, win a double date with Dan and Shay. Now, when you hear this, you think, oh, Dan and Shay, they're dating. I mean...
so you get to go on they're dating, and you get to bring someone in a double date.
Yeah, it'd be like... I'll read this to you. It says, want to go on a double date with Dan and Shay. And then you're like, oh, my suspicions are real. Dan and Shay are together. But that's not what it is.
Oh, I had not thought that.
You didn't think that?
Here's
the thing, okay?
What is the thing, yeah?
Here's what it says. Want to go on a double date with Dan and Shay? Your chance happens. And you're like, Dan and Shay? Oh, are they admitting their date? That's cool. Good for them, you know? But they're not.
Now I'm confused, too, because Shay just had a baby.
Again.
And then Dan just got engaged. Okay, but so, yeah. I don't know, Bobby.
Mary Keith Miss, go on a double date with Dan and Shay. It's cool because you're actually, they're like a team, but it feels like they're dating.
Gotcha.
Which I can say they're not.
So do you take a date or a coworker?
Do I take a singing partner? If I win, do I have to take Eddie?
Yes.
Since we're the Raging Idiots?
I'm in.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm often wrong on these.
Mm-hmm.
So most listeners won't think what. By the way, something else I saw. Nellie, you know.
Yeah. It's hot in
Ride
her.
With me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andale.
Yeah.
Oh, what's happening now?
He's doing a show with the symphony.
Amazing. Awesome.
Exactly. I was like,
awesome.
This is, and I'm out of town. Like, I'm going. It's
Saturday.
This weekend. I'll be in D.C.
Wow.
And so it's here locally, but it's like Nelly and the symphony, like two things. That to me is like the French fries.
And the Frosty.
And Frosty at Wendy's. Like, you don't even know they're amazing until you put them together. Like, individually, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. Wow, look at that. That's pretty cool. The symphony, that's neat. I feel so classy. Nelly, oh, taking it back to the old school, because that's old you. But then, together, can you imagine? Dun, 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 dun. Like, Nelly with a cello?
Yes.
Totally amazing. Yeah.
Anyway, those are just thoughts in my mind as I was sitting here reading all the papers that we have.
I like it. Thoughts from Bobby's mind.
Don't even go down that whole alley.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Bobby Bones. So, I'm Bobby, and Eddie is our video producer. Eddie has two kids. And, Eddie, I'm going to bring this story to you, because you're the kid guy. If you have a kid and they hate a certain vegetable, what do?
Oh.
You're up. You're up, Dad.
I mean, there's no right answer for this. This is just really hard. I mean, first I try to make them eat it, like force feed them.
Okay.
That doesn't work. So you just kind of have to go with it. I mean, what I do sometimes if I really want them to eat the vegetable, I mix it with other foods.
Like pudding?
Oh,
broccoli pudding?
Like the little one likes yogurt.
Uh-huh.
Put in his yogurt.
Oh, so you're serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm dead serious. Make it like into a smoothie.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Ready for science to speak. Science finally figured out how to make your kids eat vegetables. And this is without drowning them in butter or cheese. Make them eat the same exact vegetable for 15 days straight.
What?
They took 80 kids between the ages of 8 and 12. They made them eat kale. They all hated kale 15 days in a row. And they were all like, ugh. And as it went on and on and on and on, about day 6, day 11, they were like, this is pretty good.
Ugh.
Dude, you have to do this to your kids.
I'll try it for sure. I'll tell you right now that I'm going to try it.
Which kid and what vegetable? Because here, it's Friday, February 3rd right now. Which kid and what vegetable?
I'll do my 3-year-old and any vegetable, so just pick it.
Okay.
Let's do kale.
Kale's kind of a broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli.
I will try to make them eat broccoli, and I will get audio of it so you can hear how impossible it's going to be.
15 days in a row.
Okay.
So when we come back Monday, that'll be day... You, four?
Yeah. I'll
Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
yes.
Monday. Every day you got to make them eat it.
Oh, boy.
No pudding, no yogurt.
Just throw in his plates, they eat it.
You watch him.
And if he doesn't want it, I just stuck a stuff in his mouth.
Uh-huh. And then you like and you rub his throat like I do my dog with a dog pill. You put it in his mouth, yes. And you take your fingers and rub his throat like this, and then and you keep his mouth shut. And then eventually they go, and they swallow it like a worming pill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So basically you're worming your kid.
I'm in.
Did you guys ever have to deal with your dog?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure I'm not crazy or inhumane. Because my dog would not take the pill, and even in food he would go... Yeah, right. Like, I'm not even going to eat the bologna that's wrapped in.
Oh, wow.
Or he would eat the bologna around the pill and spit the pill out.
Smart.
It would drive me crazy. So what would you have to do is you take the pill and you open their mouth and you take it and you put it at the back of their tongue and you shut their mouth. You lift their head up and you rub their throat like this, up and down, up and down. And then eventually they just go, ugh.
That's called worming?
Well, it's worm pills I have to do it with for the most part. And so, yeah, it doesn't sound very nice, does it?
No.
But it works.
So, but I know you're doing it because you care.
That's what I'm going to do with my junior.
There you go. That's how that goes. Right?
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
If you have a kid and your kid won't eat vegetables, science says make them eat them for 15 days in a row, and then they'll start to like them, which makes me think, will that happen with us? Because I'm going to tell you, I didn't like this coffee stuff I was drinking, this dirty-legged latte, and I'm drinking it, and I'm kind of into it now. And it's... Oh, I had a meeting yesterday, and I went to this coffee shop. And usually I'm like, coffee shops, I'll have a water, please, on the rocks. And so,
Yeah.
And instead I got a latte, and I didn't feel stupid because I was like one of the team.
Oh, you felt in the club?
Yeah, I felt like it was, it works.
I can tell.
Like, friendship, socializing works.
Oh, do you think your social game is gonna?
I think so.
Go up a little bit because now you can hang at coffee shops.
I was like, "What's up? Where's the free internet? Let me in." Hey, Chris in Nashville.
Yes.
So your grandpa did this to you with olives, right? He made you eat them for like a long time.
Well, it only took a little over a week, but yeah, I hated olives, and he just eat one a day, and it works. Still love them.
Well, Eddie's going to try it with his three-year-old. 15 days in a row with broccoli.
Yeah.
It took me 3 weeks to train myself to like ginger, but I love it now.
But she's cool. I mean, I don't know what your problem is.
No, ginger, the root.
Oh.
Not the person.
Steph in St. Louis.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling. What advice would you give Eddie?
Well, when my kids were little, I made this elaborate story that they were trees with different animals in them, and it was the only vegetable that I let them chew up and open up their mouth, and I'd make a big deal like, oh my gosh, I see the squirrel, you're chewing up the squirrel, and they got a big kick out of it.
You see, you're down on their level now, the tree. I see, I like that. That's creative parenting, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, be creative.
Yeah, I need to think outside the box, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. There's an app that lets you find love based on what you hate. It's called the Hater App. It makes sense. It makes complete sense.
Because
I was like, that's kind of negative. But then I was like, you know what? I hate mayonnaise. I hate people that are late. I hate peanut butter. And so I'm like, I would also like to find someone that hates those things so I'm not forced to enjoy them.
Oh, okay.
It's a brand new dating app that matches by things that you can't stand. So mayonnaise, late people, and peanut butter. Boom, my three. Amy, what do you hate?
Wire hangers, olives.
You hate olives?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I eat one a day?
Go ahead.
And what else do I hate?
When I complain about you being late.
No, I don't. Oh, here's what I hate. People try and make me be on time all the time.
Okay, that's...
People that are annoyingly early.
Okay, that's me.
Yeah, my husband.
Oh, that's true too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
To people who try to rush me while I'm trying to get ready and I'm on time and they're like, hey babe, just letting you know, 5-minute warning. I know. That's what I hate. That's annoying.
I know.
So there you go.
You hit him with that?
I hit him with the I know before he even opens his mouth.
Like he walks up and...
I know he's about to give me a time warning and I'm like, I know.
Wow.
While I'm like putting on the rest of my makeup. So there you have it. Olives, wire hangers, and... People like my husband, like doing that, but not my husband.
Lunchbox,
but doing that, you know.
I hate sister wives.
Wait, that like
show?
The show or in general? Okay, okay.
I hate the show Sister Wives.
Live, of all things, your wife make you watch it?
My wife makes me watch it. She loves it, and I can't stand it. I think it's annoying and it's a terrible TV show, but I watch it because she watched it. So I hate Sister Wives. I hate all things white.
Wait, what?
All things white? I don't know.
White,
like ranch, mayonnaise. sour cream, anything like white condiments, I guess you call them.
White condiments. You hate white.
You hate white. Okay.
I don't eat anything white.
Interesting.
And
I feel like we just learned something about Lunchbox, and we've known him for so long. I had no idea he had this white phobia.
Do you like, what's the stuff of Greek?
Greek yogurt?
No,
tzatziki.
Tzatziki sauce?
No.
Okay, go ahead. What else?
Because it looks like ranch.
Oh, it's just a look.
Yeah, the smell of ranch and smell of mayonnaise and then
is
everything
else. Is that why Eddie's your favorite?
Hey, now it makes sense, Lunch. What up? that's not nice.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm not white?
Yeah.
I get
it.
I understand. That's not why you like me, is it?
No. I like you. You got a great personality.
And what else?
Thank you.
And I hate political experts on Facebook. Just drop it. Let's just quit. Let Facebook be a happy place. That's all I want. I hate going on Facebook. I try to go there for fun, and it's just...
Facebook is not the water park, man.
Man.
Yeah, no, it's not fun.
I just want to enjoy myself.
Facebook is the dentist. Like, sometimes you have to go because you got to check on things, but you never just go, I sure would love to go to the dentist today. Ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to go check on your cousin sometimes. You got to see what's happening.
But I leave the dentist feeling fresh and clean. I don't leave Facebook.
Right, you don't leave Facebook clean.
I leave the dentist like this. Oh, my mouth hurts because I just had 17 cavities. Oh. So I have a deal with 1-800-Flowers and have been working with them forever. And so they always send bouquets of flowers up to the studio before Valentine's Day. And then the guys on the show end up taking them home and acting like they bought them. And yeah. I have no problem with that because we've been through this many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except every time you guys do it, somebody on the show tells on you.
Oh, great.
So is this an issue? Like, do you take these flowers home and tell your wives that you purchased them? That's all I want. I don't even care about, do you lie? Eddie.
No, I do not lie. I tell her that we got them for free and I thought she might like them.
Okay, Lunchbox.
What I told my wife with this bouquet is, babe, it's Valentine's Day every day in our house. That's all I said.
Every day?
You didn't lie.
I didn't lie. I just put them there on the counter.
And what did she say back?
Oh, those are sweet. Thank you. That's it.
See, they like it. They like the flowers, dude.
Listen, I don't care.
Yeah?
But I like the culture of you guys tattletelling on each other.
Who ratted out us?
Don't worry.
Who ratted us out?
Who ratted us out? Yeah, who did?
Who was it?
It doesn't matter.
Are they just mad because we show love to our significant others and they don't know how to express that?
Hey, whoa. It was not me.
I was just checking.
No.
Come on, Morgan. Speak up, Morgan.
Maybe Ray's mad because he didn't get any.
Don't worry about it. Relax. Anyway, 1-800 Flowers is awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Their flowers are awesome. Not even a commercial. But trust me, these two guys, they take them for free and their wives are blown. What does your wife say, Eddie?
She loves them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves roses.
You've been married for how long?
11 years.
11 years.
Ah, 11 great years.
Okay. 11 great years.
Yes.
Two kids.
Yeah. Two great kids. Beautiful kids. They're so awesome.
Yeah. So has Valentine's Day changed over the years?
Oh, yeah.
Like your first Valentine's Day.
Awesome.
Like,
I mean, the best.
You remember?
Second, oh. Probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Third, probably rough. Fourth, downhill.
Now
it's just a day. Now it's just like, all right, what do you want to do for Valentine's Day? Oh, let's get some sushi. All right, we'll make it at home. Okay, that'll be fun. We'll put the kids to bed, watch a movie, and be great. And then we're like, all right, tomorrow's a new day. Live life.
Huh. Sounds awesome.
Sounds cool, right? I mean, there are other special days that we have in our house, but...
What's the most special day? Being married 11 years with two kids, what's the most special day?
Thanksgiving.
Family.
Because we're always very thankful for everything that we have. That's it. That's like the most important day of our family. And Christmas, of course, but...
But is it... I see what you're saying about Thanksgiving because it's more of your circle and just your circle.
Yeah, like 3 years ago...
You're not traveling.
We stopped going to our family's houses for Thanksgiving. We had our own family Thanksgiving. That's a huge difference because we're like, this is us. Ooh, good TV show.
This is us.
Yeah.
And Christmas can be stressful because you're having to travel all over. And
there's
different
shopping.
Families
And you lose sight of what it's really about. But Thanksgiving is like just awesome. It's just great. It's just us and we really enjoy it every year.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
11 years. And it's changed because I bet when you first started, it wasn't Thanksgiving.
No. Thanksgiving was another hectic holiday.
Man.
Yeah. Valentine's Day, though, just another day.
But a little bit. Can you take it from a 2 to maybe a 5?
Yes, I do need to
like
raise
5.
It up a notch. You're right.
You don't have to go to 8. But if you just surprise her with just something, a little ditty.
Ooh,
it doesn't have to be about Jack and Diane.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Just a little ditty. She'll love it. Like, women just love when you try, because we as men are stupid. We're stupid creatures, and we don't do things right most of the time.
Yeah.
So we get rewarded if we just try hard.
I got you this flower.
Aww.
Oh, I didn't expect
that. It's
like
a four-year-old. Yeah. We're like four-year-olds.
Yeah, we are.
So you can do it, buddy.
All right,
you can
thanks.
Do it, buddy.
I'm gonna try.
Do a good job.
Thank you.
I did a Bobby cast last night with Natalie Hemby, who has a record out, but she's written a lot of great songs. And it was one of my favorites in a long time. So I do a show from my house, and I have a studio built in my house. And it's like really an hour plus of just getting deep into music. Like, I love music and how it's written and produced. And so it's a little music nerdy, but it's also behind the scenes. Like, she wrote, let me list you songs that she wrote. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
First of all, these are just number one. She has a ton of songs. Natalie Hemby wrote White Liar with Miranda. Hey, White Liar. Downtown, Lady Annabella.
And I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be.
She wrote Pontoon for Little Big Town.
On the pontoon.
Tornado for Little Big Town.
Yeah, I'm gonna lift this house.
Automatic for Miranda Lambert, which she ended up winning the ACM for Song of the Year.
Hey, whatever happened to
Justin Moore, You Look Like I Need a Drink.
You look like I need a drink.
It's just,
wow.
And it's stories behind all of these songs. Hey, Mike D, Natalie Hemby was on last night on the Bobby cast, and Mike D produces it for my house. What'd you learn from that?
I learned that she wrote 8 songs in 2 days with Miranda Lambert.
It was when Miranda had just started, and she was living in Texas, and she would come up, and they wrote 8 songs in 2 days, and one of them was White Liar.
In 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What else did you learn?
She wrote 2 songs on Little Big Town's new album, and she hasn't even heard them yet.
Yeah, like, she wrote them, and she's like, I still haven't heard them. I know they're done, but she hasn't heard them yet.
Oh, wow.
And so it's little things like that that I learn while doing the Bobby cast, which to me is awesome. Like, wow, they didn't get to hear their songs.
Mm-hmm. So, like, Little Big Town doesn't call and be like, hey, here's
not
the song?
Yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What else, Mike, did you learn?
And Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd convinced her to put out her album.
So it's if you love music, go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby cast. And it's there. And, you know, Maren was on, Kelsey's been on, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morrison in the last few weeks. Brian O'Connell, who actually puts on big festivals. So it's all the music. Like, if you're just a music nerd like I am. And Eddie, did you listen to this one?
Oh, I listened to it and I loved it. Gosh, I really loved it. Like, her attitude towards life and what she does was just so contagious.
And she has a record called Puxico, which is great. And I encourage you to download it. Anyway, it's all up.
Yeah.
Thank you for that fake yeah, Amy.
Amy, you need to listen to it. It's so good.
I
was that a fake yeah?
Yeah. Amy isn't as musical nerdy as we are. She likes good songs.
Yeah.
Right.
But she, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, I will listen to it. I think it's amazing what she's done. I'll listen to it and like it. But Eddie, like, you were like, I just listened. I found it to be so contagious. But you write music. You play music. You are musical.
Yeah, I just felt like this was a little more like human.
Oh,
and a lot
okay.
of these are really human. You get to really learn the human behind the music, which is kind of what you relate to.
Oh, I didn't mean to come off like it was fake. I'm sorry.
No.
No, you totally didn't. Everybody doesn't like you.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, I just meant like, yeah, go check it out. Yeah.
How'd it go last night doing Nash Chat after Nashville?
Yeah.
Chip Esting. Yeah. Hey, by the way.
Yeah. You tell me. Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
No, it was good. Chip's awesome. I mean, he's a great guest because he talks jokes.
Deacon is funny and ready to go.
Yes.
And did you burn your hair?
My hair did catch on fire 1 minute before we went live. So I was checking last minute a mirror check for makeup, and there was a candle right by the mirror, and I leaned in really quickly, and my hair caught on fire. They had to literally cut it, and then we went live.
Wow.
Oh, and the whole house smelled.
Every week after Nashville on CMT, Amy does that on their Facebook page. I hear Eddie can't unlock a bra. That's something we learned yesterday.
I tried. Man, back in the day, I used to be a master.
This is what happened. They were shooting, before Beyonce put out like the whole roll of film of her pregnancy pictures.
Right.
She did that one picture, and Lunchbox was recreating it. And
yes.
So you had to put a bra on.
Yes, I had to put a bra on.
My wife's bra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just for the record.
Then I was going to, I was like, can someone, because I couldn't, you know, I don't know how to spin it around like the girls do. They spin it around to take it off or whatever. And he's like, here, let me show you. I'm a master bra taker offer. And so he's trying to do it and he's trying to whisper in my ear as he's doing it. I was like, Eddie, what are you doing?
I mean, you have to add the whisper part.
I didn't whisper. He's adding that.
No, you did. You kept going, here, I got this. But he couldn't get it off. He was like, can someone help me?
Married for 11 years, it does that, dude.
Yeah, I don't really do that anymore. I don't unlock it with one hand anymore.
Or at all.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
That's what you're insinuating.
No.
That is what you're insinuating.
No.
Do you know that today is the anniversary of what they call the day the music died?
Yeah.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
And for me, I love Buddy Holly, so much so that I wear really dark-rim, thick glasses. Because I love Buddy Holly, and I love Rivers Cuomo from Weezer, and I was like, well, if I'm a nerd, and I love them, so I'm just going to wear glasses like that. So Buddy Holly was on the plane, the Big Bopper was on the plane, Richie Valens was on the plane. And you got to remember, these guys were young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Richie Valens was 17.
Yeah, kids.
He was only 17?
Yeah.
And Buddy Holly was maybe 22.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know Big Bopper? Like, the least famous of the three, but had a song that you would know. And anyway, they got in a flight because what happened was, I'm just going to go from memory, so if you fact check,
go ahead.
I could be wrong. So what happened was they had been taking a bus and it had been freezing inside the bus and they were all getting sick. So they chartered a flight and they went up and the plane crashed and four of them died, including the pilot.
Correct.
And didn't they have a coin toss as he was going to get on the plane?
Two things. One, there was a switch out, first of all. Do you know who switched?
Yes, Waylon Jennings.
Waylon was playing in the band and he was going to get on the flight. He switched out with the Big Bopper?
No, with another band member.
Oh, the other guy?
Yeah, another band member in Buddy Holly's band.
Got it.
Switched
and
out.
So he switched out, and they flipped with Richie Valens.
Mm-hmm.
And Richie Valens won the toss.
So there were two. And get this, wow. The Buddy Holly thing?
Yeah.
So Buddy Holly, the plane crashes. They get on the news, and they say, Buddy Holly's died in a plane crash. And his wife was pregnant, and she lost her baby because she freaked out. That's why now there's a law that you have to tell the next of kin before you go on television or in public.
Oh, before names are
released. Before names are released. Because of that.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
I only know the story from La Bamba, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I've really...
You're Richie!
I mean, yeah. Wow.
But today's the anniversary of that. Yeah, Buddy Holly, man. Awesome. Yeah, hold on. I had too many songs going at once. Hold on. Yeah, Sammy.
So did you say it was four? So that would be like right now. I mean, if we just had like four major on the rise, like crazy talented artists, like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just trying to picture like what.
They flew into bad weather too.
Yes, snowing.
You know? Yeah. Because my mom was a fan of all of those, you know?
Mm-hmm. It was three artists in the pilot.
Oh, got it. Okay. Three artists in the pilot.
Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and Richie Valens, and the pilot.
And the pilot.
Yeah. This is the song from the Big Bopper you would know.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Will I want?
This is good music, man.
Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Let's go, let's go. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle and a walk and a wiggle and a talk. Makes the world go round, round, round.
Come on.
That's so good.
Come on.
That makes me smile. That song.
That the music, that stuff is still so good. You want La Bamba?
Yeah.
I do. I really do.
Just so we can
round it out.
I really do.
Do you know Richie Valens version is not in the system. It's Los Lobos redoing it.
What about O'Donna? They have Donna?
O'Donna.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's great radio, brother.
Remember when I said we don't do a good radio show? There's no Richie Valens in the system.
No Richie Valens.
We're a country music station.
Crazy.
Like unless we put in odd things, they don't get put in.
Wow. Okay.
Oh. But don't we have like access to all the systems and all the land?
I have Never Gonna Give You Up from Rick Astley. This means not Richie Allen, but why not Rick Roll everybody?
You spelling Richie right with a T?
Yeah. Eddie, I know how to spell Richie.
Kids check.
It's your cousin.
Marvin. That's not it.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
On Family Guy, they do that with Rick Astley. It's like, oh, it's your cousin. Yeah. You know that mediocre 80 sound you've been looking for? Listen to this. Now we're going to give you up.
That's
because
funny.
I'm Back to the Future.
It's Chuck Berry.
They do a Chuck Berry. It's your cousin, Marvin Berry.
Oh. I love that. Okay, so you can do La Bamba?
Yeah, but I only have Los Lobos.
That's okay.
Dude.
That's okay. From the movie.
Yeah, we can just, it's honoring.
Yes.
What's he saying?
It's La Bamba's a dance, and it needs a little bit of grace when you dance it.
Hey, Mike, what's it saying?
Thank
Mike
you.
D.
Gracias.
Because Eddie kind of fakes it a little bit. What, yeah. What are they
go
saying?
Ahead, correct me, Mike.
What are they saying La Bamba, Mike? Hold on. Sorry, what'd you say?
It is a dance. It's like references to like sailors and stuff.
Huh. Yeah, to dance the bamba, you need a little bit of grace. La Bamba. Come on, I'll break it down.
Okay, go ahead. And now, broken down by Eddie.
To dance the bamba? You need...
It's necessary.
You need a little bit of grace. Just a little bit of grace for me and you. Up, up, up. Yeah, up, up. For me, you say. For me, yeah. I'm not a sailor. I'm not a sailor. I'm a captain. I'm a captain. Dance the bamba.
La bamba.
La la bamba. Dance that bamba.
La la bamba.
Dance the bamba.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Wow.
Telling you.
And now I'm going to hear that so differently.
Dang. Okay.
Let's go.
So Beyonce put out all these pregnancy shots, and the first one came out, and everybody was tweeting. And it's not about her being pregnant. They're just not pictures. They're like cheaply done pictures.
I don't understand what's happening. I mean, this is Beyonce, and oh, by the way, she's married to Jay-Z. They're like the king and queen of hip-hop.
It looks like glamour shots from 1994.
Yes.
Like they went in.
But worse.
The pictures just aren't good.
It's so awkward. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like they went, I don't know, into the fake flower section of a craft store and got some lace and started taking pictures. I don't know. It's weird.
So I'm not the one that feels that way?
No.
Okay. Like, I'm all for doing whatever, but
it's art, I guess.
But
when she got them back, though, was she like, yeah, this is exactly what I wanted?
This was what I was looking for, guys. This was what I wanted.
And, like,
there's, like, cheap pictures.
How much did she pay?
Speaking of pictures, there's a woman. She got a new iPhone. Her name's Lynn. And she goes in, and it wasn't a refurbished iPhone. She turns the iPhone on, and as soon as she pops it up, there was 12 naked pictures of a dude on her phone.
What?
Yeah, she was like, what? And she's like going through. She bought a new iPhone and found pictures of a naked man's junk on her camera roll.
How did that happen?
I don't know. They don't know.
Oh, oh.
Once she signed into her Apple account and the iCloud, 12 images appeared on her iPhone 5S. Which, I don't know. Have we fully investigated the husband? They always say go to the spouse first. Like, did someone log into the account? And she? But yeah. Quote, I took the phone back and complained to the manager. But I could not give any explanation as to why the pictures were on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, been there. Super Bowl in Houston, people are, like, Airbnb in their homes for crazy amounts. A one-bedroom apartment in Houston is going for $1,000 a night.
Wow.
If you have a luxury home, you're getting $4,000 to $5,000 a night.
Woo!
That is crazy.
If you just leave town and you have a decent home, you're getting that a night. And I think it's like a minimum of 3 nights. So imagine that. You're in Houston, you're getting $15,000 a night.
Baller.
That pays your mortgage forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
not
I know,
literally.
Not literally, Bobby. I'm joking.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
I love Chick-fil-A. Pound for pound. Maybe the best.
So good.
Chick-fil-A, pound for pound. Again, you go to a fancy place to spend more money. But Chick-fil-A and Chipotle are right there at 1 and 1A. You know, you're not spending a lot. You get a lot of good food for it. Chick-fil-A is beating everybody by training their workers to say please and thank you. They surveyed everyone, and they went through and checked niceness, and Chick-fil-A dominated. When they went through and just did the thank yous, 96% of Chick-fil-A people said thank you to the person after they ordered. KFC second with 84%. McDonald's with 78%. And then on down. I don't want the people that weren't that gracious to be mentioned here, because they may be clients. Who knows? Yeah. So that Chick-fil-A, I love Chick-fil-A. This is not a commercial.
Yeah, they just do a really good job at customer service.
Also, Making a Murderer, the next season is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
and they're saying it'll be out on Netflix before the end of the year. There's a guy who was Stephen Avery, who it's about, cellmate, who wrote a letter and they published it saying he admitted everything to him.
Oh, no.
Everything in detail.
What?
And it doesn't even matter. Again, this is also a criminal. Look
True.
Who it's coming from.
Thank you for reminding me of this.
But it's something. And he's like, yeah, he admitted the whole thing to me. So Making a Murderer Part 2 will be out. It's a documentary on Netflix. If you didn't see the first, you can. It's up. But yeah.
Man, either the cellmate's telling the truth or this is such a famous story. He wants to be in the spotlight.
And you have to think of both of those sides.
Right. Ugh.
Instagram is going to put out, because they're testing it now, photo albums. So, you know, you're on Instagram on your phone, you're swiping down.
Yeah.
And you can now zoom with. Now they're going to put up albums where you can put up like 10 images in one post, just like Facebook does.
Okay.
So users can apply separate filters and edit each of their photos. You can like individual pictures. And so it's more to it.
Yeah.
But, and you know what's catching on a bit is the Instagram stories.
Yes.
And here's why.
Okay.
Because they realized that what they were doing was the same as Snapchat, so they just took it up a game. I have a verified account, and if you follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can swipe up and things are linked. And eventually everybody's going to have that option.
Mm-hmm.
So Snapchat doesn't have that.
And when you tag people in a story, you can hit the button and go automatically to their page.
Yeah.
I love that. You can't do that on Snapchat.
Hot yoga poses potential threat of causing heat-related illnesses. And I think listeners send me these stories because they know I enjoy things. And anything I enjoy, they try to ruin for me.
So, what's a heat-related illness?
In 105-degree temperatures, your internal body temperature and heart rate could reach dangerous levels. And you're supposed to have water during this class. I punish myself. No water. Get through it with no water.
That's okay. You're fine. Hydrate before and after.
It says if you don't hydrate them. See, this is what gets me in trouble. People like Amy going, you know what? It's Thursday. You don't need water.
No. You need water, but you should hydrate before and after. You can just sip during class or do nothing. Hardcore is nothing. You're good. I can't believe you're already going through class without no water.
I'm hardcore.
You're legit.
But I get into things hardcore and then I just.
You're a legit yogi.
No, I'm a yogurt is what I call them. Because I forgot and I started calling them yogurts. And then I just go with that. No. Also, somebody ruined, because I've been drinking these chai latte naked leggeds, whatever they call them.
A dirty chai latte?
Yeah, dirty legged latte.
Who and ruined what?
Somebody tweeted me and said that that's the same as the carbs as a Chick-fil-A fry.
They don't know how you're getting it made.
Almond milk, but still.
I don't know. We need to research it.
Whatever. Listen, try to ruin things for me.
Can't we just live?
Can't I just live?
Yeah.
Next thing you can tell me is Kit Kats aren't good for me.
Let Bobby live, please.
Oh.
Correct. He needs hot yoga.
Apparently, I just said Thursday. Today's Friday. My bad. Thank you, Ray.
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah. He wrote it on a piece of paper.
Yeah, he wrote it. Ray just wrote it.
You were just
Ray
saying,
just wrote it. No, Ray just wrote, you said Thursday next to me. Whatever. It's Friday. Give me a break.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Super Bowl is on Sunday, which I think that the Monday afterwards should be a holiday. Like, companies give floating holidays. I don't think it should be a federal holiday held to the same esteem as Christmas or Martin Luther King Day. But I do think as companies pick their days, they let people off. It should be. And here's why. Because I was looking at this, the productivity on the Monday after the Super Bowl was terrible. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay people to work, you might as well give them one of these holidays anyway.
True.
That you were going to put somewhere else.
Okay, I can support that.
So, and Heinz Ketchup is now, they've started a petition. And it's not going to happen this year, but the petition calls for the creation of Smunday, a proposed national holiday of the Monday after the Super Bowl. So Super Bowl Smunday.
Smunday.
They claim over 16 million people call in sick or just don't show up for work the day after the Super Bowl. And they have a whole productivity thing, too.
Golly, especially if you're on the losing team. If your team loses, your productivity is probably even lower.
But just generally, you stay out. Everybody watches the game. Everybody watches the game. And then you go to bed later. If a lot of people are drinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm totally down with that.
Me too.
I hope our company does.
It's Monday.
I'll take one of the other days that we don't get to take off. And put on this one.
and take off.
Yeah.
I like to do afternoons as well instead of mornings when we're just throwing things out in the air. Like, if we could have everything the same and wake up at 10 a.m., come in to work at like 3 p.m., that'd be sweet, huh?
Awesome. The Bobby
Bones Show. Who was your TV crush as a kid?
Zach Morris. I mean, that's the first thing that came to my head. So, what's his real name?
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yes, him.
If you were to ask me, I don't go character. It was Alyssa Milano.
Okay.
From Who's the Boss? Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie, you?
Oh, Winnie Cooper from Wonder Years.
Oh, Wonder Years.
Yeah.
So, you guys are going character. That's crazy.
Well, that's just what came to my brain.
And that's all she really did, I think.
She ended up being like a math, like, she got into math and wrote books about math. Yeah.
She's also in Lifetime original movies these days.
Oh, yeah?
Check her out.
Yeah,
sure. Lunchbox?
Stuck with that.
Kelly Kapowski. What up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Yeah.
No, Tiffany Thiessen now. She took Amber out.
True.
Was that a middle name or a hyphen? No, she was a kid.
She was a kid, so maybe her parents were hyphenated.
Middle name.
Yeah, Ray? Oh. You have a kid movie, TV crush?
I would say the Saved by the Bell girls.
Which one? Lark Voorhees? Tiffany Amber
Jesse
Thiessen?
Jesse Spano?
I like Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah?
Dang. See, we were all Saved by the Bell.
Wait, all you guys have at the Bell?
Not me, Winnie Cooper.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's
three
right.
of us.
No. I mean, I was thinking.
Alyssa, I have a question for you.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, did Who's the Boss, uh-huh. or was there anything else that she did?
I didn't watch the witch show.
Oh, Charmed.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
That's older.
It was just Who's the Boss.
Yeah, it's way later.
And I had like a huge crush where I thought that I was like,
and the question's her. Childhood crush, right?
Yeah, Dirks does not count yet, Amy, for you. Until you
no, no.
You can't say Dirks Bentley.
I wasn't trying to say that.
Oh, okay.
See, y'all bring it up. I wasn't even bringing him up. Eddie was brought up Charmed, and I'm like, well, whoa, we were older when that came out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's childhood.
So any celebrity adult crushes? Eddie's is easy. Gwyneth Paltrow. Lunchbox's is Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Amy's is Dirks Bentley.
You who's said it, not me.
Who's mine?
What's her name?
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale, yes. Nice. I was going to say British smoker.
Whoa, what, hater? I didn't even know that.
I couldn't think of her name, but I do think she quit smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hater. Give her props.
Hater in the
How
house,
is that
right?
Hating? She's beautiful. Yeah. That's just, I was trying to think of things about her. I couldn't think of Kate Beckinsale.
You know, I'm just going to leave on that little note
she's
right there.
She's gorgeous. I should have said gorgeous British smoker.
Oh, man. The Bobby Bones
Show. Oh, man. Hope you have a good weekend. Super Bowl is on Sunday. I hope you enjoy it. Don't drink and drive.
Ooh, good.
It just, I mean, really, it's just not worth it because let's just say you do and you don't get in a wreck. Okay, let's just eliminate the possibility that you could hurt somebody else. I don't even care about you. If you're drinking and driving and you get in a wreck, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get pulled over, like you will go to jail and you will spend the night in jail and you will spend thousands of dollars. And this is not a commercial. It's just... Sometimes people go, well, I'm not going to hit anybody. Okay, cool. But if you just get pulled over and cops do look after the Super Bowl, like they're out. Just don't do it. Like have somebody ready.
Your life could change so fast, so many ways.
You'll be in the paper.
Yeah.
Like there's all the embarrassing parts of it. And that's not even the worst part. The
that's
worst part
the
is you can hurt somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway. On a happier note, hope you have a good Super Bowl. Just wanted to put that out. I mean, I know, right?
Yeah. Enjoy the game. Eat some good food.
That really just gets to me, man. How people drink and drive. I don't drink at all. So for me, it's just even a bigger thing because it's just like, I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't. Just don't. Yeah. Hope the game goes great. Hope you have fun. We'll be back. I mean, we'll be here Monday. We're not getting that day off.
Monday.
Yeah. I'll be in Richmond tonight doing my stand-up comedy show, and then DC tomorrow night doing that. So that'll be good, and we'll check you guys on the other side. We'll see you Monday morning.
Awesome.
Have a great weekend, Amy. Will be flying back before the Super Bowl. Now she will watch the Super Bowl at home.
Bobby changed.
You're welcome to come over.
Bobby made me feel like I wasn't like American or something.
Yeah.
So,
so if you want to come watch it with Lindsay and I, you can. If not, you can go
That's three people.
Lindsay's not on the show.
Oh, you got it. Okay, gotcha.
Where two or more gathered, what?
Or if any two of us are at a party and I see it and I wasn't invited, that means you're fired.
No, more than two.
You're fired.
No, even two. If it's me.
So if you two.
No, two other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't count.
Got it.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.